Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Art of Selling podcast. On the show, we talk about all the best kept sales secrets that we roughly spent now close to R1 million on over the last couple of years. This information wasn't around when we started. We wish it was. And now what we're doing is we're sharing this information for free and there's no catch. All you have to do is just come with an open mind and practice some of these tips in your business. Now, in the studio today, I've got Gilbert Kompakwe, one of our co-hosts.
Thank you for having me.
And Vickers van Wyk.
Hello, hello.
And in today's show, we want to talk about the art of giving. When it comes to your business, you know, really trying to add a bit more value than competitors when it comes to giving away certain, I don't know, bits of information. So we want to talk about the rule of reciprocity and how powerful it can actually be for a business. And we can give you some real examples and some practical, hopeful tips that you can use within your business. So, yeah. The art of giving. Who wants to kick this off?
Yeah, Gary Vee has a book on it called Jab, 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 Right Hook. Yeah. And when we apply it to marketing, it's all about, as I said, doing something that's almost unbelievable to consumers, that's too good to be true, and focus on the back end of your business and the lifetime value. I think we've mentioned it a couple of times. Is attract customers with something that's irresistible while you have in the back of your mind that eventually those are going to become lifetime customers, and it's applicable to most businesses out there.
From my perspective, we can maybe just talk about the different things that you can do. It's an awesome book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. I think Sabri Subri, who owns King Kong, an agency in Australia, speaks about this all the time as well. He's got a book called Sell Like Crazy. I have some reservations on the art of giving, or at least giving all of this value up front, because I think, and the reservation is the following. There's different things that you can obviously give away that is valuable to someone to consume that would make them build trust and credibility with your business, and hopefully, you know, want to give you a shot, because that's really why you're doing it. Mm. You're doing it because, one, you want to make an impact and you want to have people obviously get the benefit of the free information or whatever you're giving away. But then on the flip side of that, the selfish reason is because you want to build a sense of trust and credibility and authority within your space so that you can easily convert those individuals when the time comes. I mean, what is your take on that, Gil?
No, I agree with you. I also have some reservations. Also, I think when it comes down to giving, I think the other question is always, how much do you actually give? To what extent is it going to be valuable enough for the individual on the other end that you also don't want to give too much, because then it's like, oh, okay, I've got all this amazing information. Cool, that's enough. I'm going to go and run with it myself. Especially if you're selling, you know, a service, and ultimately you are also trying to convert consumers into becoming your customers. So what happens is that when you are, you know, engaging in this art of giving, I think the one question is, how much should you give and not give too much away so that your service actually isn't needed? But also at the same time, you do have selfish reasons. You want to ultimately convert these people. And when you do that, it's going to come down to the value that you're providing through your, I don't know, you might want to do a webinar. So let's just maybe also want to look at some practical examples. So if I am a financial consultant and I have the service that I offer to individuals, I have a particular package that I might want to sell to people, but I'm like, you know what, let me first build some trust and credibility. I'm going to host an online webinar on how to manage your finances. But the selfish side of it is going to come down to typically the sale at the end of the webinar, where I might give you some tips, you know, I might give you some tools to use in the webinar, and I might show you how to go about using them. But then at the end of the webinar, I sell you on something. You know, it comes down to the question of, is that really giving, or is that really your tactic of trying to? Yes. And I've also got that challenge. And, you know, I sit there and I think about, are you truly giving? Mm. Or are you doing this to click? It's almost like bait, you know, bait them in and then try and sell them. Yeah. So I do have reservations around that. And I mean, we can probably unpack what really giving is all about. But I mean, the premise is simply you want to provide value so that value in the consumer's mind helps break down any sort of reservations for doing business with you, and it makes it easier to exchange money in terms of your services because you've broken down any sort of barriers because you've given them value up front.
The other thing is that in a world where everybody is giving away shit for free, how do you actually stand out? This comes back to, in the beginning, nobody was giving away information for free or any value for free or in exchange for really nothing at the end of the day. So when people started doing it, it worked like a bomb. Now every single guru is preaching it. And if you at your small little business is going to start giving away an ebook with 3,000 Rand ad spend, thinking you're going to get people into a funnel and start selling them 2, 3, 4,000 Rand products or services, you're just making a massive mistake and it's just not going to work. And I would like to unpack why that is. One, everybody is doing it. So there's real no value in something that everybody else is doing because it's an absolute commodity. And with information being a commodity, what the hell are you actually going to give away? So you need to get innovative and creative with how you're actually giving this stuff away, number one. And number two, you have to be very authentic about the fact that you actually have something to sell on the back of that. When I do webinars, I literally just say, yes, we're going to sell you something at the end, but you don't have to stay around for that. You can just take all the good stuff and leave. So you can be like, hey, of course I'm going to sell you something at the end of the webinar. What do you think this is? But you are more than welcome to leave the moment I do. And it's not going to make me feel, you know, I'm not going to be upset about it and I'm not going to be sad about it. You know, if you've taken something away and you can practically implement that into your business, great. But the funny story is when COVID hit 2020, we wrote that book, Adjust, in 2019. And funny enough, when COVID hit, we ran the actual book, the e-version of that as a lead magnet. And we were getting downloads for 2-3 Rand at a time, a download, because nobody was really advertising online during that space. A lot of companies were shutting down and holding back on spend. And we spent like, I think 3-4 grand a month on marketing back then, which isn't a lot of money, but for us at that time, you know, it was. And we got roughly probably 1,000 people, between 1,500 people a month downloading that book. And initially doing it, I thought, you know, we're going to get so many clients on the back of that. And it didn't happen. And the funny thing was, the more we started nurturing that list over time, we still have people today signing on for our services because of the fact that they started downloaded that book in 2020 and started following our journey back then already. So it's understanding that this is an extremely long play. If you're going to go the value route, you cannot go down that road expecting something in return in the next 30 to 60 days unless you have a very strategic set up sales funnel on the back of that can give someone the exact next step they need in order to get the result they obviously want. But I think what I'm trying to conclude is like there's two different ways to go about this. Mm. It's the long-term play. And if you want to generate results in the short term, you're going to have to be extremely strategic with how you put that funnel into place in order to make it work.
Yeah, the other thing with the book approach is people actually need to sit down and read that book and spend 4 out 5 hours to actually read that, to consume the knowledge that you have and to then kind of like perceive you as this expert. There's a lot better ways to do it these days. And one way is running a simple masterclass to kind of like just give people the short version of it and then prompt for a call to action to take the next step, or making it more prominent and easier for them to consume the information and then take the next step, because that's what you want. You want to educate them on something and have them think in a certain way that you kind of want them to think to be able to take the next action.
Yeah, I think you have to ask yourself, what's the actual uptake going to be? Because if I'm going to give someone a book that's free, the one thing is there's no value in it because I'm giving it away for free. Mm. Then the amount of people that actually start and finish a book, that's already on the low end. So your actual sales process is so diluted that the amount of people that's going to download versus actually take action at the end is just not going to be that high. So psychologically, it all makes sense. But if you had to say, join me on a masterclass, and as opposed to 1,000 downloads on a book, you get 200 people to show up or 100 people to show up, the impact of on that 100 people is so much more, because you're immediately establishing trust and credibility by being there, by speaking to people, them getting to hear your story, then sharing the knowledge, which creates the authority in your space, and then being able to close them at the end. But if you're doing it in a transparent way, an authentic way, you'll always do well. But it's the webinars, you know, we can debate whether it's outdated or not, but I think it's how they get done that's outdated and not necessarily the tactic itself, because that's something we can see.
Yeah, like you've recently built a funnel for Jordan Platton, one of our mentors. And I think on your second page is literally like 20, they have 24 hours to watch the video. And then there's a button at the bottom to take action on that video, which is an extremely good approach because you immediately get, you're spending the ad spend. It's like money spent and then an action which you can actually get a meeting from or something tangible out of it. It's so fast. And I think that's the goal.
Yeah. So, and the other thing on top of that is that the scarcity, the 24 hour, 48 hour time limit that you have is authentic because we said the amount of people that are going to download this and not watch it, just pin it to the top of their browser, is probably 99% of people. So we only want to work, or we only want to be dealing with people that are actual real action takers and people who actually want to get somewhere. So if you don't want to get anywhere, put it to your browser and never watch it. But you know, we want to work with people who essentially want to take accountability and actually want to progress in life. And therefore, you know, for your own good, we're only going to remove this in 48 hours. So you know, we're kind of forcing you to watch it, but it's for your own good because then you're going to actually get the value and potentially do something with it. And I think that authenticity helps create, you know, a sense of trust behind the scarcity, which then obviously leaves up with a bigger impact. But yeah, I think everybody is in this state of give, 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 give. But if everybody's giving, what the hell, you know, are you doing differently? So the question is not, you know, what you're giving away really per se. Well, I suppose that is the question. It's like, what are you giving away that's completely different to everybody else? Because if you're just going to give away the same thing that everybody else is, again, you're just following the same approach. You might as well just be boosting posts like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I think I was actually thinking about it. The art of giving is also, I mean, if you really look at it, it's a great way to position yourself as a thought leader in that space that you're in, whether you're an agency or just as an individual. The art of giving came down to positioning yourself as a thought leadership, helping people achieve certain projects or goals and to get to the outcome that they really want, and then ultimately positioning it later at a later stage. Like you're saying, it could take 3 months, it could take 6 months, it could take 9 months. Ultimately, down the line, then selling them on a product or service that they can ultimately get from you because of the fact that you've helped them along the way, along the journey to achieving an outcome that they would ideally want at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's also about understanding that you can't give in a market where people have already received so much. Like people, like you can't give food to people who's already like eaten, because they're not, that the need for that is not going to be that high. And we apply this to the local business side where we test different kind of treatments. When you look at a beauty clinic, we test different treatments and we give a lot in each and every kind of like treatment segment. Ultimately, that way we determine what kind of like offer is going to work the best, because we don't just test one offer and say, okay, cool, like this is not working, we're giving this away, but ultimately nobody's taking it. Like we test a bunch of different treatments and give away, and then until we actually find a particular segment of treatments that works really well, and then we go deeper into that and kind of like expand on top of that.
Yeah, it's like a weight loss brand wanting to give away another weight loss ebook.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's been done and dusted, and you're going to have to think differently about how you approach that strategy. And my advice would be, as opposed to doing an ebook, do a mini course. Maybe do a free workout plan, live interactive video, or group coaching, whatever it is. Like there's are different ways for you to give that value. And like I said, everybody else is giving ebooks. So the value in that is just completely diminished over the years. And not to mention that most people are probably not even going to read it and immediately going to unsubscribe when they get the first email from you. So, but that's where a mini masterclass or, you know, an 8-series video course on how to train at home can really make a difference. And it's probably going to take this exact same amount of time and effort, you know, to put that together, because it's not that difficult to do.
I was going to actually mention there is that it's also good to understand how people are going to consume that content, right? In a mini course with videos, is going to be, they're going to help process that information much quicker as well and easier than having an ebook with 40 pages that they're probably not going to really read at the end of the day. So it's also understanding how you package that content so that your consumers are able to easily digest it and then take the next action steps that you actually want them to take.
As opposed to just asking, what do people really need right now? Like, what do they need and how can we give that for free and make money on the back end of it? Mm-hmm. And I think there's two strategies to this. It's one, there's the actual brand strategy where, look, we're not focused on actually making money out of it. We're just purely focused on building our brand. And that is where, you know, Gary Vee comes in and is like, just focus on building your brand and don't expect people to convert. But not every single small business can afford to do that, because to build that brand, you need to spend money. And even though you get people into an email list and you can retarget people based on ads, whatever it may be, like, that still costs money to do. So most small businesses, I think, in South Africa are in this mindset of like, well, we want to execute on this brand strategy that's going to establish us as this thought leader and authority in our space. But we also have to make money on it. And I think that's where most people find themselves, this rock and a hard place where they want to execute one strategy, but they want a completely different result. And you really just have to be completely, I would say, honest with yourself and say, what do we actually need from this in the next 60 to 90 days? Mm. And if it's money, you probably shouldn't take that approach. Or if you do take the value approach, then you have to be very strategic with the actual funnel that you are building. As opposed to just doing an ebook strategy, it needs to be an actual funnel that is well thought out, psychologically connected, one step follows upon the other. And it makes financially sense for the person on the other side. But if it's a branding strategy, you probably don't have to overthink it that much. But then you'll have to understand that your goal now is to get people to download the book, for example, or whatever you're giving away, or the mini course or the webinar, but then push them to all the different social channels out there, to your Instagram account, to your YouTube account, to your email list, and all these other channels that can contribute to you building a stronger brand under that audience. So in conclusion, the art of giving is still something that's extremely applicable within the market space, with the marketing space, in my opinion. But I think we don't really approach it in the right way. And we look at what all these gurus are saying, and what they're saying is not contextual to most of the businesses, you know, who are small and need a direct return on investment. So it's really understanding how to contextualize it for yourself and how you can then give something away and make money on the back of that. You're most likely just going to need a much better thought out strategy in order to help you do that.
My mind is telling me you need both kind of strategies. You need both a short term kind of like giving. When we apply this principle, you need both a short term and a longer term kind of strategy when it comes to that. Because depending on what kind of brand and how big you are, but you need to be able to get ad spend back as soon as possible and possibly make a profit. And then on the other side, there needs to be a longer term play as well. I think you do need both.
I think people also need to understand that it's an absolute numbers game. Like, it's just, if it's like a website where you drive traffic to, we know that 1% of that traffic is most likely going to convert. And that's just the way that it is. And you need to work out everything else around that, because it's not, I'm going to get 5 people to download my ebook and 4 of them are going to give me money. You know, you're going to get 1,000 people to download your ebook.
That's looking at it really romantically.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe 10 of them are going to give you money. So it's understanding it's a complete numbers game at the end of the day. But in exchange, you're building brand, you're building recognition. And we've seen, you know, when people jump on a call with Wandile, he would send us a message and be like, this person has been following us for a year. This person is following us for 2 years. This person has been following us since we started. Mm. And it's funny like how all of that is starting to pay off 3-4 years down the line.
Yeah. I also feel like when we talk about the principle of giving, we need to talk about attracting the right kind of crowd as well, because the last thing we want is to spend a bunch of money on a particular offer that we hope would attract more customers for us, and then we just realize after a while we've completely attracted the wrong crowd with this particular offer. And we can't really talk about giving without really touching about like just making sure that you, whatever you give, is attracting the ultimate customer that you want, because it doesn't help we attract startups if we want to be working with S&P 500 brands, for instance. It just doesn't work that way.
No, absolutely. 100% agree.
I think at the end of it, it's like there's such a balancing act between the giving and the getting. And you need to keep your emotions in check as well and realize that just because you're going to be giving this month, you're not going to just be getting the next month. You know what I mean? Yeah, it really is also coming down to, and I like what you spoke about, it's authenticity, it's transparency. Yeah, say that at the end of this, we're going to sell you on this product. Be transparent and be authentic about it so that people don't feel like it's something that they were duped into getting into, or whatever the case may be. So yeah, I think it's a balancing act, and you need to understand that it's not just giving and it's not just getting, it's both of them at play, but one might take longer than the other for you to see the results.
Be realistic about the outcome and what you expect of it, and think it through logically, from a logical aspect. Is this the kind of clients that I want to attract? If not, we probably need to do something else.
And lastly, I think, is understanding the different KPIs. Set clear KPIs for yourself or what you actually want to achieve on a from a marketing perspective. Mm. So, well, I want email subscribers. Okay, well, make that your core focus and stop focusing on the money on the back end. If the money is on the back end, because what people are doing is they want to kill five birds with one stone. Doesn't work. Maybe you can get two, but to get five, you know, you're gonna have to be you're gonna have to be some kind of like a magician to get that right. So, it's understanding that pick your core metrics, whether it's getting people into an email list, whether it's getting people to follow you on your social channels, whether it's actually making money, but pick a metric and make that your core focus. And like you said, don't get overly emotional if the other metrics is not what necessarily what dramatically what you had in mind. But you can't kill five birds with one stone. Pick a goal, go do, you know, what you can in order to achieve that. And yeah, I hope there was some value in this conversation. And if you have questions, you know, please feel free to leave it in the comments, because we would be very keen to, you know, get an idea of the takeaways and obviously the questions that these takeaways also prompt within your mind. So thanks for watching. Thank you for, you know, if you're listening, we really appreciate your attention. All the best. We'll see you next week. Cheers.
Bye. Cheers.